Good morning, church. This is Monday morning, and we are beginning our Bible study in Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 23. And we are using the American Bible Society's outline. God's saving word for today is love. By way of introduction, today we begin the reading of the letter to the Colossians, which opens with Paul's greeting and prayer of thanksgiving. Colossae was a small inland city in Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey, about 110 miles east of the major port city of Ephesus in the Lycus River Valley. Among Paul's purposes in writing the letter was to warn the Colossians about false teachers in their midst and to oppose their teachings with the true Christian message. Today's reading includes a description of the person and the work of Christ and concludes with Paul's exhortation to remain faithful. So let's go ahead and begin our scripture reading. Verse 1 from Paul, who by God's will is an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy, to God's people in Colossae, who are our faithful friends in union with Christ. May God our Father give you grace and peace. Verse 3, we always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all God's people. When the true message, the good news, first came to you, you heard about the hope it offers. So your faith and love are based on what you hope for, which is kept safe for you in heaven. The gospel keeps bringing blessings and is spreading throughout the world, just as it has among you ever since the day you first heard about the grace of God and came to know it as it really is. You learned of God's grace from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is Christ's faithful worker on our behalf. He has told us of the love that the Spirit has given you. For this reason, we have always prayed for you, ever since we heard about you. We ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will, with all wisdom and understanding that His Spirit gives. Then you will be able to live as the Lord wants and will always do what pleases Him. Your lives will produce all kinds of good deeds, and you will grow in your knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength which comes from His glorious power, so that you may be able to endure everything with patience. And with joy, give thanks to the Father who has made you fit to have your share of what God has reserved for His people in the kingdom of light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us safe into the kingdom of His dear Son, by whom we are set free, that is, our sins are forgiven. And then Paul continues here, beginning in verse 15, with the person and work of Christ. Christ is the visible likeness of the invisible God. He is the firstborn Son, superior to all created things. For through Him, God created everything in heaven and on earth, the seen and the unseen things, including spiritual powers, lords, rulers, and authorities. God created the whole universe through Him and for Him. Christ existed before all things, and in union with Him, all things have their proper place. He is the head of His body, the church. He is the source of the body's life. He is the firstborn Son who was raised from death in order that He alone might have the first place in all things. For it was by God's own decision that the Son has in Himself the full nature of God. Through the Son, then, God decided to bring the whole universe back to Himself. God made peace through His Son's blood on the cross, and so brought back to Himself all things, both on earth and in heaven. At one time you were far away from God and were his enemies because of the evil things you did and thought. But now, by means of the physical death of his son, God has made you his friends in order to bring you holy, pure, and faultless into his presence. You must, of course, continue faithful on a firm and sure foundation and must not allow yourselves to be shaken from the hope you gained when you heard the gospel. It is of this gospel that I, Paul, became a servant, this gospel which has been preached to everybody in the world. Now, from this passage of Scripture, we want to look at one key verse for today. That is Colossians 1, verse 9, where Paul said, "We ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will, with all the wisdom and understanding that his Spirit gives." And in reflection on this passage of Scripture, I want you to think of what Paul admonishes the Colossians to do. In verse 23, he says, "You must, of course, continue faithful on a firm and sure foundation, and do not allow yourselves to be shaken from the hope you gained when you heard the gospel." And I want you to consider how important and how applicable this verse is to us today. Shall we pray? Almighty God, help me to be strong with all the strength that comes from your glorious power, so that I may be able to endure everything with patience. With joy, I give you thanks for rescuing me from the power of darkness and bringing me safely into the kingdom of your dear Son, Jesus Christ my Lord, by whom you have set me free and offered me forgiveness of my sins. Amen. Well, that is our Bible study for today, and I hope that the lessons learned here this morning will carry you victoriously through the rest of this day. God bless.